Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to an expert talk from May 2019. Miss Sophie Brammel, independent journalist, presents The Function is in the Decor.
Good afternoon. Welcome to this panel. You want to stand? You can stand, everyone. Today, the expert talks are all focusing on the show's key topic, which is the beauty of function. And in this field, we've been, speaking of function is in the whole industry's DNA. And I think things are changing. It's a very interesting topic to address at Performance Days. And I have here today two companies who are developing some very interesting concepts that serve both aesthetics and function. So you're gaining on both points. So let's start directly with, Burlington.
Okay.
Bill. Tell us about, who you are and the company.
Yep. Thank you very much, Sophie. We really appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about our technology today. My name is Bill Diani. I'm with Elevate Textiles and specifically Burlington Industries. And just to tell you a brief intro on our company, Elevate Textiles is a global leader of a conglomeration or a collection of top textile companies. From a global standpoint, that really is made up of A&E and Guterman, a leader in thread manufacturing for garment manufacturing that I think you'd be familiar with, along with Cohn Denim, one of the largest denim manufacturers in the world, Safety Components, which does industrial fabrics, and Burlington, which I'll touch on briefly in a little bit. We see ourselves as a global production solutions provider, focusing on innovation, sustainability, and a heritage of craftsmanship. If you look at Burlington, we see ourselves from a standpoint of being a obviously a marquee brand, a diversified company, driving value-added type solutions for technical performance products. You can see the portfolio of the different markets that we're in. And then we're driving the innovation from the standpoint of Burlington Labs, which actually focuses on discovering, implementing, and promoting those technologies. And we appreciate the opportunity today to talk to you about one of those technologies. The technology that I'm going to share with you is really the Exalt Garment System. And the Exalt Garment System is actually a technology that really revolutionizes the waterproof breathable garment system by engineering a highly technical composite system that provides superior waterproofness and breathability. The little schematic here on the right, your left, actually illustrates the difference in the technology, where we're using a outer shell fabric laminated to a membrane, but then instead of traditionally laminating that to a third layer, you can actually see where we introduce the MAT technology, which stands for the membrane adhesive technology, and that actual 2.5-layer system would be shipped to the garment manufacturer, and then the garment manufacturer would actually be doing a subsequent bonding of that third layer to the adhesive technology that is there. You get enhanced waterproofness, windproofness, and breathability. Here's a nice summary of the technology. And if you look at, this is one of the first products I wanted to show you that is actually a product from a leading surf brand company. And you can actually see traditionally how a three layers done with the seam taping, and you're familiar with that. This is similar to their product afterwards, and you can see the total difference in the product, the clean look, the total different configuration as far as the seam technology, where it's really enhanced the product, and that's what's illustrated up there. So it really opens up the opportunity.
It's a dramatic difference in aesthetics, is what I was...
Yeah, thank you, Sophie, because it really opens up from a garment design standpoint, the ability to have a very clean look, but the designers are able to actually decide on how they want to introduce the various layers or the levels that are in the composite system. So you've got basically a revolutionary seam technology, enhanced seam performance, the seams no longer leak. You got limitless body mapping. You got the ability to add insulative capabilities. The reverse garment on the bottom was done by an Italian designer. You got actually a very nice wool product and actually a nylon shell. So if you land somewhere, you're wearing your wool product that you can see there. All of a sudden it's raining or something like that, you can actually flip it around because you're putting those composites together. So Sophie, I think that's
okay,
good
great.
Enough to
Thanks.
Introduce the technology.
Can you share that beeper mm-hmm. thing with Bastien?
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. So just one slide back. So Sophie, thanks again for invitation. And my name is Bastien Müller. I'm the founder of a company with a cryptic name. I call it GridSkin. It's GRDXKN. And this stays for a kind of printing technology that I developed a few years before. And I explain it as a structure printing technology. So, and what I'm doing, I'm printing this kind of structure of a technical structure into a textile or on a textile, and I print it on the backside. And how does it looks and what it does or what it's able to do, that's what I would like to explain you quickly. So it's just a picture, just a sample of one of these products. So that's me, it's during the developing process a few years before. I'm an industrial designer. And I worked on this idea to make textile stiff on several parts. And I start with the kind of silkscreen printing technique. And I try to upgrade the kind of textile to give them some more performance, actually. Performance in different ways, where we will talk about it. That's just a picture of a kind of jacket. And this is one of the pieces what I was showing during the ISPO fair this year. It starts actually as a PR project for the structure printing technology and the brand. I call it Petronase. And what we show is to make a kind of jacket with this very impressing structure. And on the back, you have this kind of technical print. And what it does in this case of e-mobility jacket, maybe for e-bikes, you have a kind of soft protecting layer inside the jacket. So in case of fall, you have this kind of second skin, what is taking the abrasion if you fall on the concrete, like this. So that is one sample what we can do with this grid skin structure printing to show what can be happen if you put a technical material so into a soft textile. This is just another example out of this Petronase presentation. We put it also in a kind of ski jacket. This is a coat also for the urban mobility. So let's say in the morning, go to the office, take the e-bike, and in case of fall, you have a kind of soft protecting jacket.
Yeah.
It's all done, It's all done with this grid skin structure printing. Of course, we work in very different directions. The grid skin structure printing is also for sound abrasion, for sound absorbing surfaces. We are able now to produce it in a roll with another partner. This year, what we show is basically for sports wear, but we also start with a brand. It's not as it's sold. They are doing fashion and bags, so it's just a starting point. I would like to say I'm a startup company. I'm working for you since a few years on this structure branding, and now we will talk about it.
Great. Thank you very much. So let's stay on the grid skin concept. So initially you were trying to integrate rigid portions with flexible portions. And for me, with my textile background, it's really changing how we look at fabric. What brought you, I mean, what were you looking for that? What were you looking for?
I was, during my time as a student, I worked on my diploma project, and I worked on the Bax collection, so quite simple. And I had a simple idea to say, why is the textile every time in the same softness? And I would like to have it stiff on one part and soft and flexible on the other part. It was just a simple thought, out of a simple idea. And I say, so how can I put it in? So of course you can maybe wove it or bring it in a textile way inside, but it's not that much easy. So I say I have to print on it, like I make a shirt print, like I put a graphic on a logo or something like that on a textile to give it a second performance. And then they came out with this kind of structure printing ideas where I have to print on it. So printing technology is hundreds of years old, with textiles and printing is not new actually, but I do it in a new way. Also in this case, if I print on the backside, because I would like to have every time the textile surface outside. Of course, usually if you use the silk screen print, we print as a graphic way.
It's a pattern, yeah.
And I changed this view actually and say I print inside to keep the textile surface and put the mechanical elements actually in a printing process. And then I got this kind of result with the flexible parts on textile, so like usual, or the stiff parts as well. And I can change, of course, I can upgrade this printing material to make it harder, softer, whatever.
And you can graduate the amount of rigidity or flexibility that you have?
Exactly. That's a developing process, what I'm still doing. I'm still developing, for sure, for the next years. But it's just the starting point, the first products.
Very interesting. Bill, can you tell us, what you've showed us is how the Exalt's garment system influences the inside of a garment, but it can also be applied on the outside. Does that open up new design possibilities also?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, if you think about the entire composite being opened up now, you can actually, the designers are able to look at the entire garment or the entire composite and decide how do they want to structure that garment. So it almost leads itself now to really a revolutionary way of doing waterproof breathables, where when you take the product to the garment manufacturer, which we license the garment manufacturer, and they're actually going to understand how to put it together. But then when they're able to put it together, they're actually able to decide if they want certain areas with extreme breathability or extreme waterproofness. Okay. And so therefore they can engineer the entire composite. Let's say the shoulders and the head, they want a lot of waterproofness and protection, but underneath the arms that they would want to have high breathability, or they'd want to have warmth around the kidneys. All of these things now we realize can be engineered into the body mapping of the garment.
Wow, interesting. With regards to performance, I have one question for you, Bastien. I understand that this rigid structure will offer a certain amount of protection, impact protection, etc. Does it breathe? Is it water? Can you also add other properties, and which ones?
Yes. So I can put different properties inside, but the material itself is a kind of closed form. So it means it's the material itself, the printing material, is not breathable. But
so it'll be thermal, right?
Exactly. Yeah, but in the parts in between, of course, there's a kind of air circulation. So sometimes it's better than have a flat surface on the back. So there are every time ways for
some air circulation.
The material itself can be, of course, added with some materials. So I can make it harder by the recipe, make it softer slightly, also by the recipe. But I can also put materials inside. So I work with a kind of natural material. What I put is a kind of simple small fiber. It's a 100% natural material. And this makes the material harder and more resistant against the break for something like that. And as I said, it's a kind of starting point. The recipe can develop in many different directions. We can make it fire resistant for sure. That's also possible. There are thousands of add-ons what we can put in.
You're still exploring, I'm sure.
Exactly. And it's the same with the mixture, the color, the thickness, and the pattern by itself. Yeah. And so many ways.
For both your technologies, what I understand is that you're going to be rethinking, in a sense, the garment supply chain, because you need to place your protective panels at the right place. And when someone is constructing a garment with the Exalt garment system, they need to know where they're going to place the pocket, what different sizes. How does that change? Maybe, I mean, you know, not necessarily the whole supply chain, but how the supply chain works. And is that a challenge in our industry?
Yeah, I think it, you want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things that we found out was is that we're really marrying the garment manufacturing process of two different types of industries. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's the waterproof breathable industry based on the garment that we shared with you and the concept that we shared with you. But because there's actually the bonding that's going on or the construction that's going on at the garment manufacturing location, they need to have the pressing equipment and the ability to do that. And that equipment today exists. It's used in the fashion industry for blazers and jackets.
Parmenture, we say in French. Interlining?
Interlining whenever you're bonding that in there, so the equipment is readily available. It doesn't take special equipment or anything like that.
All right.
And we help them with the process of incorporating that into that manufacturing.
Okay. And with regards to GridSkin then, because what you're doing now is just piece by piece, and you mentioned that it's also available in rolls, but then is the whole surface covered? How does that work? How do you see the future of that space?
We have two possibilities. For sure, to produce it in roll, but as a roll material, from my point of view, it's a different product. It's not working very well for the clothes, not yet, because you remove a strong part of design if you present it or you use it as a roll material. But you can also think in this kind of partial print in a roll.
You could only roll.
Pattern is also possible. So in this case, you have a huge roll, and there are three jackets on it, and then you produce it meter by meter. For sure, it's also possible. It's just was the first step with the company. They are able to do it now. We are also in the beginning for that. For now, I'm working with this partial print. It's much more interesting. It's same time. I have the same speed, let's say, like a silk screen print for pattern on the shirt. So if you say, I would like to have 1,000 shirts, you can do it more or less in the same...
Could adapt a screen printing
exactly.
machine?
Exactly. We're adapting the machine as well. So it's not NASA technologies, you know.
Okay.
So it's available all around the world. I would say every screen printer on the world is able to do that.
Wow.
But there's just one strong part. We are working with a water-based printing material. That's not usual for the screen printers. They... mainly work with solvent colors, actually, and we use water. It's a question of sustainability in future to get all the qualities, actually.
Okay. So you, what I'm hearing is that you have you're thinking on about sustainability, recycling,
sure.
and things like that.
It's a part of that, sure.
Does the Exalt garment system have a sustainable advantage in one sense? Are there, with regards to, I don't know, its carbon footprint or whatever, or performance, or it'll last longer, right? Because it performs.
Yeah, I think it's given you more flexibility from the garment design standpoint.
That's interesting.
You're able to incorporate sustainable components into each of the layers, so therefore it's more carbon footprint friendly. And we're actually moving in a direction of where you would not require, let's say, taping.
Right.
One of the next generation type things we're doing, and we're all familiar with the solvents and that system, which is obviously more environmentally friendly.
Right. Because today, if I'm designing one of those jackets that you showed us, the seams are actually taped, and then the lining system is applied?
Yeah, that is correct.
Why do you need two?
Well, we're working on having that come together and be bonded.
Okay.
But right now what you're doing is you're actually, we started out where we're actually taping that with a specially engineered tape. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at the performance of the seam structure, we're really revolutionizing that overall performance, because you would look at a traditional seam and it would be 3 PSI for 2 minutes. We've taken seams for 3 PSI for 60 minutes and we just stopped. And we've taken the seam structure and we've actually tested it compared to the body of the fabric. And if you tested it in the body of the fabric, for example, some of the work we got for a uniform account, we had 80 PSI. And then in the seam structure, we were getting like 80, 85% of that. So we were in the 65 PSI range.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's incredible. It looks better and it performs more better.
Well, I couldn't have said it any better, Sophie.
Bastien, back to you. How many different structures did you explore? And you know, how far do you think, you know, what that whole area of creativity, of imagining different shapes and styles and aesthetics, what's the situation there? Is everything possible or not?
Basically, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Basically, of course, we can print every pattern. So we can print small flowers or pics for the kids or triangles, cycled lines, whatever you want. So think about the silkscreen process. Everything is printable, you know, every letter, every picture. Some patterns, technical-wise, are better.
Right.
So some are working better. Some are, I would say, it's not that much effective like I would like to have it.
Because it doesn't impact the performance of the fabric. And can you use any type of fabric?
Basically, yes. So, as I said, but silk screen printing works more or less also with all the shirts, cotton, wool. I print on leather as well, so on the backside, basically.
Must be cool.
But every time I have to test it. So some textiles also working better. I cannot print, just of my working case, I can't print on the water repealing surface. So if a textile water print
DWR.
Because of the water color, that's the only thing. You know, because the water the color is water based system, but actually it works with every textile. If the textile is too thick, so if you see the structure print as a kind of muscle to bend the textile, if the textile is too strong, the muscle
It won't work that well.
Yeah, exactly, will not work. But yeah, basically. We can do everything. We work with laminate materials, of course, with the textile backing, with some super thin material, wool. There's no limitation, basically, but that's a big problem.
Yeah. All right. Well, now, you know, I think I've covered my questions.
Sophie, can I add a comment?
Of course you can.
I wanted to let the audience know two other points based on your question.
Yes.
That really with the lining fabric, if you noticed in the schematic, the lining fabric, the seam does not have to line up with the actual seam structure that was on the face of the fabric.
Oops, let's go.
I don't know if you can go back there or not. But basically, the lining fabric can have a seam structure that would be either offset or the actual lining of the fabric may not have a seam structure at all. And so therefore you're actually really specializing that construction of the garment system.
Is this the slide you wanted, Bill?
One back. Yeah. Actually, if you look at the bottom of the diagram there, you can actually see where the bottom seam structure there is offset from the top or the outer shell. And in some cases we've noted there that based on the garment designs, you wouldn't even have a seam on the inside at all. So it's giving you a much softer, better drape, and a much cleaner look. And then in addition to that, you were asking me about the outer shell.
Yeah.
And some of the things that we've done is incorporate, let's say, not only a woven fabric, but you can actually incorporate a jacquard weave or a knit structure into the composite of the garment design because of what we're doing here and the lamination and the components that are going and being put in place at the garment manufacturer.
Very cool.
So,
all right. So any questions? Can we have them? No one?
Somebody's got a question out there.
Can I ask you one last question, Bastien? You have a backpack with your material.
Yeah.
What are the best sports, or what are the best applications for your product?
Yeah. For my point of view, I see the most potential actually into sportswear.
Sportswear?
And this kind of soft protecting wear. It's, for my vision, it's not very well developed on the market because we don't have this kind of hybrid between a normal jacket, so outdoor, I don't know, membrane, and motorbike transformer jacket. You see, nobody would like to wear this jacket during the daily business. And with this kind of new mobility, what we have, actually, this e-bike, e-board, e-scooter, the question is more and more on the topic, what should we wear in this kind of accelerated life? That's why we call Petronix Fashion for Acceleration, because this is a very interesting product, because we have a strong aesthetic, what's very fashionable, but we have this strong function in case of fall with the second skin idea behind what I told you, actually. That's why I'm a little bit focused to bring it in this kind of sports direction. Of course, for the bags, it's also interesting because of the button is harder on the top where the zipper is, it's still soft. But it's also okay, but it's fashion. Okay. I like fashion, it's good, but I'm not fashion designer, so I'm industrial designer, you know, industry. I have to do mechanical things, I have to bend something, glue, whatever. So that's why I'm a little bit hooked with the sports wear.
And Bill, tell me, this product has been on the market for a little bit?
Yeah, I guess just a little bit over a year. Some of the garments I showed are with Jack Wolfskin, and we won an ISPO Gold Award with it.
Oh, good. Yeah. But do you see its potential more in that, like, a little bit like Bastien, that urban wear area, because it has function and the looks that fashion people would want? Or
We actually have done some samples, not only for, let's say, the lifestyle, the urban type wear, but performance outerwear. It's also applicable for uniforms like work wear. You can actually see where workers might have a high-vis outer shell and a traditional type jacket on the inside and be able to utilize it that way. And then we've also done some unique things with the military where they may have a camouflage on one side for a certain terrain and then another component on the other side. Yeah, so they're reducing the amount of their load in their pack.
Interesting. Okay, thank you very much. Anyone want to ask our speakers?
Besides all the revolutionary functions, how are prices, especially Sebastien, comparing to screen print? I mean, it's maybe a very down-to-earth question, but it's the second question which will be asked.
Always useful.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, just it's a price question is interesting for sure. It's not, let me say, developed finally, because it depends every time on the product, how many color is in, so how many of this technical printing paste. The process is a little bit longer than a usual screen print for sure. With a company where we are working together, they told me sometimes for a shirt print we are 50 cent, 60 cent. So the machine working, I don't know, four times longer, so then you can count by self. Let me say, for now, we say €5 each print roundabout. In the end, it's quite less. So it's not, as I said, NASA technology with special tools. The tooling is low cost, totally low cost. The machines are already there. The color is, or the color system, the recipe comes out of screen printing materials, and it's also less in price. Means what I'm creating is a very aesthetic and a very strong product with a feeling of not €10 jacket or 20 or 50. So let's say if the jacket is 400, it's all usual, it's normal for a good outdoor jacket with a good membrane. Let's say we make 450 or let's say 500 with a soft protecting thing inside. I add some more function, but basically the price and the production price is still less.
Is there a limitation in the size? Is it the same limitation as in screen
yes
print,
and no.
Or is it different?
Yes and no. For now, we have a limitation. It depends on the machine, but the company where we work together. But if you're talking about raw material, there's no limitation. So I have some requests from the car, car industry for the concept cars, and then we are talking about inside textile shaping, and we say, okay, of course, we can print 3 meter if you want, so 3 by 1.5, or yeah. Actually, we can do many things, so the possibilities are open. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, talking about limitations, I just wanted to ask, is there a limitation with how stretchy the fabric is? If you've got a high stretch, will it tear the fabric? Or
a stretch material works very well, better than a stiff one. Because if I would like to have this kind of 3D shape in a strong-wise, as I explained,
rigid fabric.
Exactly, with this muscle idea, because a stretch fabric say, okay, do what you want, printing material would me, bend me in every way. And of course, it works very well. And the stretching effect still stays. The material is washable. That's I was not talking about. Basically, it's washable till 90 degrees, the printing material. So no textile is able, not that much is able to wash it with 90 degrees. Mm-hmm. And the flexibility stays. And because of the structure going up and down, and there's still flexibility. Yeah.
Rafaela, there's...
So you sell the liquid workmanship?
Yeah, the technology is constructed as a license program. So Gridskin is a kind of license technology. What I able to give to different companies, so they can have their own screen printer. So I will go there, explain them how it works, tell them the recipe, and in this case, every company can use it for his own solutions, for jackets, for example, for interior, for cars, so we can go many different directions. For now, I have a company, I'm working with them, they are licensed. So, and this backpack thing is a prototype of a company. It's called Mimicry. They are also new. They are on the market since 4 weeks. They are selling bags, and they are producing for Mimicry this material or these pieces, actually. And I get a license out of it. That's the easiest way to do it. But I do many things. So prototyping I do myself. I have a small laboratory to send samples to companies, and I'm still developing on it. So, but the basic program for now is licensable. Is it like that?
My sensible.
I don't know.
You can try.
But you know what I mean, hopefully.
All right, well, great. Thank you for coming. I hope this has at least inspired people to rethink how garments are designed and the functions that can be brought and what aesthetic added value you can bring.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other expert talks, go to www.performancedays.com. Copyright May 2019 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.